Imp looked down.
Was I?
Yes.
Just thinking. My name. It's not right for this music either.
What does it mean in real language? Said Glod.
Well, all my family are Ekelins, said Imp, ignoring the insult to an ancient tongue. It means of the holly. That's all that grows in Hlamedos, you see. Everything else just rots.
I wasn't going to say, said Cliff, but Imp sounds a bit like elf to me.
It just means small shoot, said Imp. You know, like a bud.
Bud Ekelin, said Glod. Buddy. Worse than Cliff, in my opinion.
Ah, I think it sounds right, said Imp.
Glod shrugged and pulled a handful of coins out of his pocket. We've still got more than $4, he said. I know what we should do with it, too.
We should put it towards guild membership, said the new buddy.
Glod stared into the middle distance. No, he said. We haven't got the sound right. I mean, it was very good. Very new. He stared hard at Imp come buddy. But there's still something missing. The dwarf gave Buddy, nay Imp, another penetrating stare.
Do you know you're shaking all over, he said, moving around on your seat like you've got a pant full of ant.
I can't help it, said Buddy.
He wanted to sleep, but a rhythm was bouncing around inside his head.
I saw it too, said Cliff. When we was walking here, you were bouncing along.
He looked under the table, and you is tapping your feet.
And you keep snapping your fingers, said Glod.
I can't stop thinking about the music, said Buddy. You're right, we need...
He drummed his fingers along the table.
A sound like... Bang, 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 bang.
You mean a keyboard, said Glod.
Do I?
They've got one of those new pianofortes just over the river in the opera house, said Glod.
Yeah, but that sort of thing ain't for our kind of music, said Cliff. That sort of thing is for big fat guys in powdered wigs.
I reckon, said Glod, giving Buddy another lopsided stare, if we put it anywhere near Buddy, it'll be for our kind of music soon enough. So go and get it.
I heard where it cost $400, said Cliff. No one's got that many teeth.
I didn't mean buy it, said Glod. Just borrow it for a while.
That's stealing, said Cliff.
No, it's not, said the dwarf. We'll let them have it back when we finish with it.
Oh, that's all right then.
Buddy wasn't a drummer or a troll, and he could see the technical flaw in Glod's argument, and a few weeks ago he'd have said so. But then he'd been a good circle-going boy from the valleys who didn't drink, didn't swear, and played the harp at every druidic sacrifice. Now he needed that piano. The sound had been nearly right. He snapped his fingers in time with his thoughts.
But we ain't got anyone to play it, said Cliff.
You get the piano, said Glod. I'll get the piano player.
And all the time, they kept glancing at the guitar. The wizards advanced in a body towards the organ. The air around it vibrated as if superheated.
What an unholy noise, shouted the lecturer in recent runes.
"Oh, I don't know," screamed the Dean. "It's rather catchy."
Blue sparks crackled between the organ pipes. The librarian could just be seen high in the trembling structure.
"Who's pumping it?"
screamed the senior wrangler. Rid Cully looked around at the side. The handle seemed to be going up and down by itself.
"I'm not having this," he muttered. "Not in my damn university. It's worse than students."
And he raised his crossbow and fired, right at the main bellows. There was a long, drawn-out wail, in the key of A, and then the organ exploded. The history of the subsequent seconds was put together during a discussion in the uncommon room, where the wizards went for a stiff drink, or in the bursar's case, a warm milk, shortly afterwards. The lecturer in recent runes swore that the 60-foot gravissimo organ pipe went skywards on a pillar of flame. The chair of indefinite studies and the senior wrangler said that when they found the librarian upside down in one of the fountains in Sartor Square, outside the university, he was going, "Ook, ook," to himself, and grinning. The bursar said that he'd seen a dozen naked young women bouncing up and down on his bed, but the bursar occasionally said things like this anyway, especially when he'd been indoors a lot. The dean said nothing at all. His eyes were glazed. Sparks crackled in his hair. He was wondering if he'd be allowed to paint his bedroom black. The beat went on.